Do you think people are being held back by outside forces or forces within themselves?
Well, it's always that they look outside of themselves rather than within themselves. So they look or they talk to people that are maybe well-intentioned friends and family. So these people that they love, or they look to the media, or they look to see what's possible based upon what's already been done. And because of that, and looking outside of themselves, especially in today's economy, they say, oh, well, the world economy is distraught. There's a problem. You can look at any newspaper, and it'll reinforce those beliefs. And so they feel powerless because of their environment or the economic environment. And so when you don't look within, you go without. But if people were to look within, they may have developed some negative thought processes, or they may have some doubts, but inside of us is something I believe that's the sole purpose. Our sole purpose is our greatest talents and abilities and strengths, and when we combine that for something that's really meaningful and that inspires us in our life, and we're willing to take action on that, that comes from within first. That doesn't mean that we're good at everything and that we could do anything at any time, but it does mean that if we look within, there are the answers there, and we do have capability if we're willing to just have a leap of faith and know that we are capable of things.
Now, that sole purpose was one of the terms that leaped off the pages in your book, Killing Sacred Cows, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. Now, we've heard that. We've heard masters talk about that. You can get it in the Bible, the teachings of Buddha,
sure,
in the Muslim religion, whatever. Even the Mormon religion will talk about sole purpose. So, And yet, when you confront people and try and identify their sole purpose, and I've asked countless numbers of people, because this is relative to health and wellness and overcoming that struggle, what is your purpose? And they just look at me with a blank look on their face. Like, do you think that it's common for people not to have identified their sole purpose or not?
That is the majority of people. They haven't identified their sole purpose because they run a program that's called, I'm here to survive. If I can just survive. So it's not about cultivating passion. It's not about finding the most meaning and meaningful representation of their life that there is, or really determining what their purpose is, because they get confused and limited with the purpose of survival, which completely blinds people to their soul purpose. And so the majority of the population is not even aware that soul purpose exists, but those that are, many times they live in scarcity where there's too much fear, doubt, and worry, and that holds them back. And therefore, they go with the old myths of, I've just got to find the right job, I just got to work for 30 years, and then one day I can live in that dream of retirement. But it's not the dream most people say it is. And ultimately, people give up on their dreams to pursue lesser efforts.
And why is that? Why do they give up on their dreams? Do they lose sight of the dream? Do people rob their dreams? Do they get caught up in the world of materialism? Do they couple under stress and that their moral fiber rots away inside by compromising their life value?
All of the above, for sure. All of the above. You know, when we're kids, a lot of times, in one day, we've been an astronaut, we've been a cowboy, we've adventured unknown territory. We're ready to create any next possibility with our imagination.